This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Worth $49 to all listeners right now. Open up your wallets and look, just because the practical information we will present to you in this hour, the way I figure, it's worth $49. All right? So, and that means that it's equally distributed amongst everybody listening to the program. 3.5 million people over the course of a week listen to this program. Hello for you. I know many of you are slightly off center, but it's okay, because we are too. I'm Doug. She's Jennifer. It's Victoria. Welcome to a good day, another good day with good things going on. Well, maybe, hold on, just let's hold that thought for a minute till we get to some of the things that may not be. We were talking about the water that you drink earlier on. Now, let's have a moment or two for the food that we're eating. Yesterday, we had a big discussion about salmon and what was going on with salmon, where it's coming from. The fact that sushi is bad for you, in my estimation, and now I'm sure of it, looking at the worms that are in the salmon that have been found and myriad of other things. Salmon at the moment is environmentally challenged. And so what's going on to the price of salmon? Because I eat it a couple times a week, sometimes depending whether I'm here in California or Massachusetts, what we cook or have for dinner often focuses on salmon. The price of salmon has surged because of all these parasites that are being found, and they're being found because of where the food comes from, getting into the salmon, because of where it's raised, how it's raised. Norway, did you know, was the largest salmon producer in the world? Did you know that, ladies?
I did not know that.
Norway is where
I always thought
much
Scotland
of
would be.
The salmon. Well, the North Sea is a good place for the salmon, because the water is cold and it's pretty clean, actually. But what's happening is that there have been salmon that have been moved from various places around the world to seed the new fish farms. Now, this is farm talk, but you understand the essence of it. You need, in order, for example, if we wanted to have a big human population, we could use the term seed. We're seeding the male seeds the female. You get the picture. So they're bringing in new species of salmon to the world's largest salmon farms, and therefore what they brought in, unfortunately, has been impure. Anything that comes from Asia should not be mixed with anything that's in the North Sea or anything that's in European waters, but it's too late for that now. So now we have all of these outbreaks of sea lice. Can you just, even that,
yuck.
Gross.
I don't even want to know what that means.
No. Well, they get into the food, I'm sorry, they get into the blood and the tissue. And the pesticides that we've used, see, here we come back around to Monsanto and Dow and Bayer and that ilk. And they've been using pesticides for years. Not only we think that it's just something that's on land, but no, they use the pesticides to keep supposedly the water clean. I mean, these guys have come up with all kinds of garbage that they can put into anything to supposedly make it better, grow more, whatever. And just because we've got more, obviously, with this as an example, that doesn't mean it's better. In fact, it's not. It's worse. So there's a lot of Chilean growers of salmon as well, and there's apparently an algae, a bloom of algae that was created that have killed. I don't know, last time I looked at this, which was when I first saw this yesterday, I didn't see it today, because Chile is the second largest salmon producer in the world. They've had to throw out so far this year 135,000 tons of salmon that have been affected with this garbage. So this is getting expensive. Price of salmon up 40%.
Do they dump it back into the ocean? What do they do?
They grind them.
Throw out?
No, they grind them up and use it as fertilizer.
Okay.
They don't dump back in the ocean. They grind up and use it as fertilizer. Fish is actually quite good as fertilizer. Very good as fertilizer. But, you know, you got to make sure you grind it up so you kill all of the you kill the parasites that are in it. You don't want the parasites getting into the although these parasites couldn't live in soil anyway, but they're anyway, that's a whole different subject. If you go to the site seafood.com, SEAFOOD.com, you will see how the salmon prices have gone up. And the so salmon is considered a protein. And if you're really careful about what you're ingesting, most people went away from meat, beef, pork, that sort of thing. The value of beef and pork have gone down. The value of fish has gone up. Now, there's probably a good movie here. I'm guessing somebody could hear this and immediately create some kind of a movie where the bad guys that run the beef and pork industry have figured out how to get rid of their competitor, the salmon industry, by mysteriously feeding the fish something that will get them off and therefore the value of beef. Do you think I sound foolish, or you think that that's a good movie?
I don't know. Well, I don't know that it's a blockbuster that I would see.
But sure.
But to each his own.
I think the conspiratorialist in us all looks at it that way. Anyway, so the point of all of this is that salmon is suspect now. I would, even going into some of the quote-unquote better stores, like I go to a place called Lassen's here. I found them. There are only five or six of these stores in L.A., Jennifer. You probably
know. I was going to say, I don't think I've heard of them. What's Lassen's about?
L-A-S-S-E-N-S. It's a an outgrowth of more Whole Foods than anything else, except the food. The stuff is better and it's much less expensive. It's more particular. You see different things in there that you don't see at Whole Foods that are more almost mom-and-pop homegrown things that look really good. So the point here is that as you look for more salmon, the Whole Foods of the world have used that as an excuse. Well, they're having to pay more for it anyway, but the jack price is almost twice this week than it was last week on salmon in certain areas. So what's going to happen to that? People are going to say, geez, I can't afford salmon even though it's good for me. I'm going to look at beef again. I'm going to look at pork again. You know, what else? Lamb, things like that for my protein sources. I will go. I've stayed with legumes. I'm eating a lot of lentils. And
legumes.
We'll continue to do that. Legumes. So who eats salmon here?
I do.
I don't love it.
You do. You don't eat it, Jennifer? You don't eat fish.
Well, you know what? The fish that I do eat has to not be too fishy, and salmon to me is too fishy.
Well, I never eat. I don't eat it for sushi. I've never had raw salmon. I never will.
Don't eat sushi anymore.
I mean, there's Chef Masa, who's one of the world's most famous sushi chefs. He said, you know, tuna's okay, but he doesn't even serve raw salmon at his restaurants because he said there's too much bacteria in the gut of a salmon that, you know, he just wouldn't serve it.
Well, this came about. I mean, it sort of is a good thing, in a manner of speaking, that we had the attention on the meat because the meat was bad. The pork is bad. You got to cook all of this stuff. But meat has other things in it that are not necessarily good for you. And so then you move into fish. Everybody wants to eat white fish, and the white fish is contaminated. And then, so where are we going to go is the question for food. How are we going to fix it so that we actually are eating good food? I think that ought to be a priority of this new administration, looking at the food that we have available and how to improve upon it. And it isn't going to come from the hands of Monsanto. You can be sure of that.
Right. I mean, I don't know what... If Trump has any relationship or opinion about Monsanto, but if any administration, and this is not political at all, but this is something that this is just a human issue and a bipartisan, all citizens on deck issue is labeling our food, knowing where it comes from. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't understand. It should be. I don't know if it's been mentioned yet or if it is a priority to him. But, I mean, this is basic stuff. This should be. This should not be political at all.
It's interesting to see there is some sort of rumble, Jennifer, that the Bayer outfit from England that wants to buy Monsanto had conversations with some of the Trump people a week or so before the inauguration. I don't ever remember seeing anything that came out of the conversation.
Yeah, I didn't see that either. I mean, he's talked a lot about Detroit water. I haven't heard him talk a lot about the food supply or food labeling.
All right, up in a moment, ice cream that can make you tipsy. That's next to your 16 after the hour in food news.
Delivery from Staples.
Staples guy. More storage bins? Great.
And you saved a ton with Staples' 110% price match guarantee.
I am resolved to getting organized this year. Now everything is boxed up and put away.
Whoa.
What was that?
Oh, no. I boxed up Paul again.
Resolve to get organized at Staples. Visit staples.com/coupons and get your coupon for 20% off select office supplies.
Applies to regular priced items. Only cannot be combined with other offers. Excludes ink and toner restrictions. Apply ends 129.17. Staples will match prices for items from retailers with online and retail stores and refund 10% of the difference. See store staples.com for details.
Pam of Pam's Jam and Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. Ends January 28th. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
How did you sleep last night? Did you have a restless mind, toss and turn, and wake up tired? I'm Sasha Stevens, renowned author and sleep therapist, and I'm here to tell you that deep, restful sleep is possible again. My own personal battle with insomnia led me to find the solution, and I've changed the lives of thousands with my revolutionary program, Sleep for Life. Sleep for Life is a powerful, effective way to transform the way you sleep safely and naturally without risky medication. It can alleviate tossing and turning and even chronic insomnia. I will help you fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer every single night. Go to sleepforlife.com now to start my audio program risk-free for a full 30 days. I personally guarantee you'll experience better sleep after 30 days or it's free. Let me prove it to you. Go to sleepforlife.com for your risk-free trial. That's sleep, F-O-R-life.com, sleepforlife.com.
All right, so Jen.
Yes, Saggy.
Is a new confection with a kick. Ice cream spiked with booze.
I'm all about this, because, you know, booze and ice cream, that's two of the four basic food groups.
Well, yeah, exactly. You could make this on your own, I suppose, but now there's a company called Blends in Milwaukee that has made an alcoholic ice cream. So there are a lot of people in Wisconsin that have new ice cream flavors. Let's see here. Brandy Alexander ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. You can get this at the Ice Cream Bar, Inc., by the way, in Minneapolis. Ice cream, it's either a drink, you let it melt. It's kind of like a smoothie or a frap.
At the chains like, I don't know, TJ Fridays, they do those mm-hmm. blended drinks that have ice cream in them and alcohol. Is it like
really?
That?
I guess it's like that. It's got the 3.6% alcohol content in every serving, the bottle of beer that you had last night, ladies and gentlemen, has an alcohol content of between 3.5% to 6.5%,
mm-hmm.
depending on the brand. So I'm expecting, you know, this would be another thing. Well, maybe with our new government, there won't be government intervention, but I'm thinking that, excuse me, is anybody around still left over from the last time around? There'll be people scrutinizing this. Well, you can't have all that alcohol in your ice cream.
Well, sure you can.
Make it at home. You don't want to.
This is America, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it is. You're free to drink and eat ice cream at the same time. 21 after the hour.
Hunter.
hikers, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
This hour, focusing on a couple of different musical stories, as we normally do here. Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris, has done an interview about her dad. We were just talking off the air about how white she looks, mostly because she is. Her mother was white. Debbie Rowe is her name, I think. Then there was some question as to whether or not Michael Jackson was actually her father or whether it was the doctor. Wasn't the milkman, but maybe it was the doctor. In his ballad in 1995, Michael Jackson croons, "You are not alone." But since his death in 2009, his daughter Paris has been, or at least that's what she says in this interview, she feels like she's been alone. This is an in-depth interview in the new issue of Rolling Stone. She's 18 years old, Paris is, very attractive. Seems like a sweet kid. Opens up about learning to cope with depression and then finding justice for her father's death and the legacy that he leaves. She says in the interview, they always say time heals all wounds, but it doesn't really. You just get used to it. I live life with the mentality of, okay, I lost the only thing that's ever been important to me, so going forward, anything bad that happens can't be nearly as bad as what happened before. So I can handle it that way. In the midst of prepping for his comeback, This Is It tour, Michael was found unconscious. He died in June of 2009, as you'll remember. So Paris looks back in this interview, remembers his exhaustion from rehearsals. She said, I'd tell him, let's take a nap, because he looked tired. We'd be in school, which was downstairs in the living room, because they were all homeschooled. We'd see dust falling in the ceiling, hear stomping sounds because he was rehearsing upstairs. She pointed a finger at Dr. Conrad Murray, who, as you'll recall, was convicted of involuntary manslaughter for Michael's death. Ultimately, however, Paris says in the interview, she's absolutely convinced Michael was actually murdered. He would drop hints about people trying to kill him. At some point he said, they're going to kill me one day. Sounds like a total conspiracy theory, but all real fans and everybody in the family knows this was a setup. So that's pretty damning.
That's an interesting
stuff. Theory,
yeah.
It is, isn't it? Huh?
I mean, I know you love a good conspiracy theory, but I don't understand.
Like that one.
That's terrible. I mean, I guess you'd have to look, of course, to who would benefit from that, but his children benefited from his money.
Children would benefit from it.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I don't know. She's been through a lot, this little girl.
Yeah, she seems to, I mean, it seems like a reasonable approach to the situation, though, under the circumstances.
Yeah.
All right, moving along now, Fifth Harmony changing their harmonies somewhat at the People's Choice Awards. Fifth Harmony performed new quartet formation for the first time since Camila Cabello left in December. Much has been made of the circumstances of the departure, but from a purely musical standpoint, what happens when a five-member group becomes four?
Well, it's interesting. I know, Doug, you have some history with choirs and musical groups, right? Were you in a position where you guys had to figure out harmonies and things like that?
Yes.
So
yeah, and
you
it depends on the voices. It's who's there.
Right.
That's how you do it. I mean, you look at any of these rock groups, the pop groups from the 60s, 70s, 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this after I saw the Four Tops and the Temptations. They've only one member of each of those groups is still alive, and they just don't sound the same.
Yeah.
You take them away, and the thing changes. So it's not Fifth Harmony at all. And either they put somebody new in named Taylor Hanson, doesn't make any difference. Right?
Yeah, they need new song structure, I guess.
Yeah, well, if they're going to stay successful, they will. 28 minutes after the hour here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, exercise by itself can tone and firm a flabby body. It can strengthen the internal organs and make everything function right. But without the proper diet to accompany a fitness program, your pet still may be the chubbiest animal on the block. Good eating habits should be developed early in life and maintained carefully by a conscientious guardian. When you practice self-discipline and shut your refrigerator door, do your pet a favor by doing the same for him. Put away those crunchies and hide those treats. You know, nature designed dogs and cats' bodies to carry a certain amount of weight suitable to the size and shape of the breed. Carrying extra poundage is hard for a pet. The excess weight puts a strain on the animal's heart, lungs, muscles, and almost every organ of the body. The simplest activities become difficult tasks, sometimes impossible to perform, particularly in the older pet. And even a middle-aged animal becomes old before his time as his body slows down with the burden of extra weight. Keep your dog's weight or your cat's weight in good shape, and you'll be fine to live a lot longer, and the quality of life will be a lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Geico presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to Geico when they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to Geico and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
Geico, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Of the day is upon us. Hello, 34 after the hour. We're on a roll here, bringing good day information. I have set this program out with Jennifer and Victoria to have you be able to have, I guess what we'd call takeaways. You can listen to the same conversation pretty much everywhere else and get the same takeaways. So it doesn't make any difference whether you listen to the radio show A, B, C, D, or E. For the most part, it's the same takeaway. And that isn't what I want us to be about here. I want us to be able to bring to you things that you can take away. And there's a lot of things going on that are of interest and import that don't have to do with Donald Trump. You can take that stuff away. You can bring it anywhere you want to. It's like traffic reports. Who needs traffic reports anymore? Or even weather. You got your device, so you want to know what the traffic is, you look on the device. That's what I do that now. Yesterday, I was trying to negotiate my way around where the heck was I, Jennifer? I was on both sides of the hill, but mostly I was trying to find where Brendan was. I couldn't. I called him up. I said, where are you? He said, I'm right over here. And so I went to the Waze, and actually Megan was with me, and she put in the digital code, and we found out where he was. But yeah, the point
you
was we were looking for
a digital code to find
traffic.
Your son.
I needed a
Did
digital
he give you
code
coordinates?
To get away.
I mean,
8364, I think, was what I had to get in there. I don't know why they made me put that in. But the point is that the stuff that's here,
that we bring you is aimed at helping you understand how to make it a better day, whether it's just fun discussions of people and what's going on with them. For example, I guess there will be people talking about the Obamas seem to be passé. But I find their two children to be of interest, frankly. I thought they were both, especially, is it Malia? Is that how you pronounce your name?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of liked her. She had a little bit of an attitude. And it was kind of a cool attitude. Just seeing her with the sunglasses, I found her to be like my daughter. My daughter has, and Jennifer, both of you have attitude. I think it's kind of cool.
We're so anyway, sexy.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. Thank you. That's a very good way of putting it. So she's at the Sundance Film Festival this week, attending various screenings. She's accepted an internship with Harvey Weinstein, who's a big supporter of her father's. She wants to be in filmmaking. So she did an internship, I think, last year on HBO,
mm-hmm.
the show Girls,
yes.
if I'm not mistaken. And she's going to call it, I think she's going to Harvard in the fall. And so now she's, between now and then, looking for things that will add to her resume. But those kids will be successful no matter what, because they had, when I say no matter what, I mean the education that they were exposed to and the opportunities that they're exposed to. I think they know enough between their mother and father not to squander them.
Mm-hmm.
I think what happened when Amy Carter was in the White House, she squandered the opportunities. The Bush girls came along, they were on their way to squandering it until the grandmother said, slapped them around a little bit, said, smarten up, kids.
I really like both those girls, Barbara and Jenna. They're really sweet girls.
I'll tell you something. I saw that business. Chelsea Clinton went after those people who were chasing Barron mm-hmm. Trump around, that horrible stuff that was online,
yep.
and she slapped them around pretty well verbally. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. She made reference to what it's like to grow up in the White House as a child.
Yep. No matter the politics, you're a member of a really
small club
that, and you didn't ask for any of this. I mean,
right.
yeah, sure, some of the first children go on to find the public spotlight, but when you're 10, you're not asking for it.
No. And the movie that's out now, Jackie, got 3 Academy Award nominations. It's a movie well worth seeing, frankly, from several different perspectives, including that of the children, those two children, what they went through and how they grew up, and I don't even know what Caroline Kennedy, who is the surviving member of that clan, she was the Japanese ambassador last I heard. What's going
on
there? Anybody know?
I don't know if I would doubt that she would continue to be the ambassador.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Not in the cards. It'd be interesting to see. But those kids, man, what they had to live through and go through, woof, you wouldn't wish that on somebody you didn't like.
No.
For sure. Here's the story. Another lady in the news, Bonnie Gilpin. Who was reluctant to throw things away. She's now in trouble. She lives in Grand Island, Nebraska. The city has been trying to get her to clean up her house for the last 4 or 5 years. She primarily uses the house for storage. Apparently she sleeps with somebody somewhere else. I don't think that's part of the story. But the city has come around and warned it because there was debris all around outside the house, and they looked inside, and they saw 5-6 feet of newspapers and all kinds of garbage in some places all the way up to the ceiling. And so they'd been warning for years, you've got a perfect circumstance here for spontaneous combustion. So guess what happened last week?
Oh, no.
Yep. 2-alarm fire, $30,000 damage. City attorney Charlie Kuipers went to court seeking permission to demolish the house. But Ms. Gilpin said, no, don't do that. I've got a cleanup plan. So the city has agreed to wait before taking any more action. She's agreed to get a guardian to help her with her affliction for hoarding. Good God.
Have you ever watched those hoarding shows?
Oh, my God.
They are so... I mean, people have, like, animals that they don't know about that just die underneath their crap.
So disturbing.
Ugh. So gross.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Okay, let's do Biff and Biff, shall we? Biff and Biff. Big stories, big news from the Steelers and the 49ers. So let's see, who's closer? Let's see, you're closer to Pittsburgh So it would be good. Why don't you do that? Well, you're closer in proximity.
I am. As is you're right.
Right. The San Francisco 49ers would be Jennifer's end of the world, and your end of the world would have the Pittsburgh Steelers in it. So what's going on with the Steelers?
Well,
today?
the big buzz with the Steelers is that Ben Roethlisberger, who still has 3 years left on his contract, may not come back next year.
Really?
He's contemplating retirement. He had a lot of injuries this year. He still had, obviously, they made it to the end of the playoffs. They lost to the Patriots on Sunday, but they had a good record, and he had a really good season. But he said he's just going to take the offseason to evaluate his health and his family and things like that. At 34, he's kind of at the age. I mean, Tom Brady's he's an anomaly. He's, what is he, 42 now, and he's just going to play till he drops. He's the quarterback equivalent of Doug. So we always joke that Doug's going to be 109 doing radio, and that's one day he'll just drop. Tom Brady's sort of the exception.
Can I get his paycheck? I'd like to get his paycheck.
Well, you want to swap?
We'll work on that. Yeah.
I can throw.
So we'll see. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger is still the Steelers' winningest, which is a word I never like, but it's technically the word to use, so winningest quarterback. So we'll see. The head coach is aware of this, and I think they're probably putting a plan in place just in case he doesn't come back.
All right. So there's that side from Pittsburgh. He'll be back. All right, so Jin-Jin. You have a story focused on the 49ers.
The 49ers stink. There's the breaking news story of the day. They have that loser Colin Kaepernick, whom they should have cut like at the beginning of the season, but, you know, they didn't. So, after another disappointing season and looking to hire their fourth head coach in 4 years, by the way, the 49ers have decided to freeze season ticket prices for the next two seasons. They had actually some of the most expensive tickets in the league. With the range for season tickets between like $850 and $3,750.
No!
So crazy.
$850 for nosebleeds, too.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Who can afford that? Those prices, however, have remained the same since Levi's Stadium opened in 2014. So Tuesday's news means that the prices will be the same for the first 5 years of the stadium's existence. But those prices, I think they'll be okay. The record for the Niners has just been so bad, and they just haven't been able to get any forward momentum. So at their season-ending news conference on January 2nd, the CEO, Jed York, said he was embarrassed by the team's recent performance.
That's big news.
Huh. Yeah.
Big news. All right, by the way, I have it on good authority, and you know from whence my good authority comes, that Caroline Kennedy is considering a Senate run. That's a big surprise. She's in New York, so she'd run. Who's the senator?
We've got Schumer and Gillibrand.
She's not going to run from New York.
No.
She'll go somewhere else to run. Yeah.
Massachusetts, so maybe.
We've already got that horror show, Elizabeth Warren.
Take on Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
That would be interesting. I think everyone would prefer Caroline Kennedy, right?
No, I sure would.
For so many different reasons.
Yeah. I think that would be an easy one for her.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. Anyway, that's the gossip. At 16 before the hour, 44 after the hour, television report up next with DJV.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO17 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Rheumatic diseases in which the immune system attacks a certain area of the body are the nation's leading cause of disability.
One woman in 12 will develop some type of autoimmune disease during the course of her lifetime, and one man in 20 will develop some type of disease during the course of his lifetime. So very frequent diseases.
Mayo Clinic rheumatologist Dr. Eric Madison says new research is leading to better management of these diseases, including a number of drugs to treat the effects of rheumatoid arthritis. Another area of focus is on finding ways to avoid replacement of a disease-damaged joint with an artificial joint.
What we really would like is a new biological joint, something that can regenerate the cartilage, something that can regenerate the bone. So this is a major thrust here at Mayo and other institutions as well.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Honey, would you like me to heat up some nuggets for dinner?
No, babe, it's a plate-in night. A good enough dinner isn't good or enough. So plan for great with Plated. Plated nights will be your greatest nights. Because only at Plated.com can you choose from exciting weekly recipes the whole family will love. From twists on classics like saucy meatball sliders to adventurous dishes like steak tacos with chimichurri sauce. There's even dessert. So forget that extra trip to the grocery store. All the shopping and measuring is done for you and delivered right to your door. Plus, simple step-by-step instructions make prep fun. If you go to Plated.com now, you'll get $30 off your first Plated night. Pretty great, right? Get out of your what's for dinner rut and create the kind of nights you and your family crave. Go to Plated.com now to get $30 off your first Plated night. Don't settle for good. Plan for great. Head to Plated.com. For terms and details, go to PLATED.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Hi, Television Report time, 47 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. There's a new weather tracking satellite. If you've seen these images on the newscasts, the images of Earth and the Moon are absolutely beautiful. Satellite is called GOES-16. There are four of these satellites that are going to be used to help give everybody a picture. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration using these satellites to study weather patterns for a long time, but now these are new and improved satellites that are aimed at giving us pictures from out there that are just like the television pictures that you see. This is how good the technology is. It's like being, it's like watching TV from outer space, looking at the Earth and the Moon. It's the clarity is amazing. You know, we talk about the Google image thing that you can see your neighborhood, but it's always kind of it's kind of grainy, the picture that you see. But this, my God, these things are amazing. These photos, wow. So anyway, I thought.
Where did you find the photos?
If you go to either you can go to NASA or NOAA, mm-hmm. and see the not the photos but the video.
Right.
Of the Earth. Amazing. All right, Jen, what's on tonight? It's good.
Well, you want to know what I'm going to be watching tonight?
Yes, Jennifer, I would like to know what you are going to be watching.
You're
going to
laugh. It's the season 6 mid-season finale of Total Divas. It's a big wedding day for Lana and Rusev. I'll be watching that on E at 9 if you'd like to watch some bad TV with me. Total Divas follows the women of the WWE, so it's kind of exciting. You might like it. You like the beefy arms, Dougie. You might want to watch it. You're into something a little more serious. PBS has a documentary tonight by Elizabeth Aldridge. She's Emmy award winning and has done these types of things before. The Forgetting was her last. And she talks about the economic crisis waiting for us, the physical and emotional crisis of Alzheimer's, called Every Minute Counts. It's a documentary PBS will air for the first time at 10 Eastern tonight. If you need a little more serious. Now, if you want some action, The CW has a brand new episode, a crossover of Arrow and Frequency at 8, and Hulu debuts season 2 of The Path.
All right. 10 before the hour.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We have pet time, 53 past the hour. When I say pet time, it's not any pet time. Time for our pet person. It's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, who's here with advice for those of you who have animals that may be in the hospital. Victoria's got a story along that line. Plus, how is your dog being affected by the wintertime? Seasonal adjusted disorder or affected disorder, does it do your pets in some cases, perhaps? We'll get the details behind that in just a moment with Warren Eckstein here.
Pam of Pam's Jam & Jams loves her home business, but it takes more than love to run an office. It also takes office supplies. That's why small business owners like Pam go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can now save 20% on office supplies. Visit OfficeDepot.com/radio to get your 20% off coupon. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 28. Excludes technology, toner, and ink. See coupon for other restrictions.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 55 past the hour. Time now for a check on what's going on with your pet. You got problems? Warren is the man to ask. You can call in his pet show every weekend. You can go to petshow.com, find out where the stations are and what time he's on the air. I saw this and I thought of you, this story of Lucky the Kitten from Benton City, Washington. And the name is very apt, frankly. Young kitten traveled 200 miles from Benton City to Seattle, tucked into a tiny space inside the front bumper of Becky Pendle's Honda Civic. Pendle didn't know that this cat was there until she had started the trip, and when she stopped at the end of the day, she heard the cat screaming. She reached underneath the bumper, pulled out Lucky. Lucky was lucky. Healthy, everything was okay. Imagine, though, a little cat riding in the bumper of the car for 200 and some odd miles.
You know, that's interesting, and we hear this story more frequently than you would think. Very often I tell people on the show that when you get up in the morning, if it's a cold morning outside, for example, I'm in Sedona now, it's snowing, before I actually start my car, I will kick it. I'll kick the tires, I'll kick underneath, just to make sure there's not a raccoon or a stray kitten or a baby coyote, whatever. Always in the colder weather, it's a good idea, because especially if you came home in the evening, your car engine is warm, and they look for that warmth to cuddle up in, and they don't realize it when you go to start it, so make sure you tap on the hood and make sure there's no animals before you start your car if it's cold.
All right, good advice. All right, so let's, speaking of advice, talk about seasonal adjusted disorder and how it affects our pets.
Yeah, you know, people think that only things affect them, but things like the winter blues affect their pets at the same time. For example, this time of year, a lot of dogs have increased appetite or reluctance to go outside, low mood, low energy, like people do, especially in the cities, because people tend to walk their dogs more in the cities rather than let them in the yard, and as the weather gets colder, the walks get shorter. So I always advise people to make sure there's a lot of mental stimulation. You can always do monkey in the middle in the hallways, go up and down staircase sprints. Just make sure you keep your pets mentally and physically really active. Otherwise, what happens, they become depressed. And as with people, depression, like seasonal affective disorder, can lead to other problems as well. So keep them mentally and physically stimulated, no matter how cold it is.
All right. So Victoria's dog is in the hospital, the veterinary hospital, after having had dental surgery. Fairly old, but seems to have gotten through it all right. What do you recommend? I don't know, Victoria, you got a specific question. The dog seems to be doing okay, though, right?
He's groggy. He's on pain meds now, but he's home. Yeah, he had a pretty intensive dental surgery. He's a Chihuahua, and he'll be 14 in 3 months. So we were nervous about putting him under, and it's been a month of pre-testing because he has a heart condition. So, but he is doing okay now, and he's missing a lot of teeth. But one question I did have, actually,
Go ahead. Now, first of all, Chihuahuas with teeth problems are important. It's important to keep them checked. And teeth problems, I'm glad you did it. And nowadays, with the modern anesthesia, it's not nearly as dangerous as it was in the past. So if you have a dog and they're scratching at their mouth, have it checked. Get the teeth taken, because teeth disease or tooth disease can lead to a lot of other things, including death, if the infection goes throughout the bloodstream.
All right.
But he did good. Knock on wood, I'm smiling.
Yes. Yeah, thanks.
Good for him. Yeah. Well, it was something that was on your mind last couple of days, for sure, if not longer. So it's good. Oh, what's the dog's name?
Cooper.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.